Father, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. We love you, God. We're here tonight for you. If we're just here for us, we're in the wrong place. Jesus, we're here for you to worship you, to lift your name high, high as it really is, as far as we can reach, lifting you high, letting you reign in our hearts as we worship, as we come into your presence, as we receive from you what we need while we're worshiping you, while we're lifting your name high, we receive what we need. Yes, Lord, a touch from you, empowering by you, anointing by you, healing, deliverance. It's all here as we completely abandon ourselves in worship. Not too worried about mechanics. Not too worried about hitting just the right notes all the time, but getting lost in worship of you, being overcome by your presence, actually being in relationship with you during this time. Yes, God, this is the place we're supposed to be, right before your throne, letting you receive from us, and you always splash it back on us. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that. We need your presence tonight, so we're going to press in. We're going to press in. We're going to press in some more. We're not going to be bystanders. We're not going to be seat sitters. We're not going to be pew sitters. We're going to press in. We're going to expect that you will encounter us. You will be close to us. You will love on us. Yes, Lord. We want you to be magnified. We want to see you. Experience who you are. You're much greater than we allow you to be. So, Father, help us see a new level tonight of who you are. Help us to draw closer to you tonight so we experience who you are. Yes, Lord, be magnified. Be lifted up. Let us see you. Invite us in. We know you do. And, Lord, we put out the red carpet for you. Come on in, Holy Spirit. Come in a little closer. Let us know you're here. Our five natural senses experiencing you, not leaving anything out. You say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Even our taste buds, Lord. Father, we pray that we would also use our spiritual senses. You've given us all kinds of spiritual fruit, spiritual anointings, spiritual giftings, talents. We present them to you. We let them be touched in a new way. We go to a higher level in whatever you've given to us. We go ahead and say, we want more. We want more. We want more. We want more. Can you say that tonight? We want more. We want more. We want more from you, Lord. I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. We'll get it. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help. Instead of your light and your mercy. But now, Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, be magnified.
Oh Lord, please forgive me. And I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong.
I lay down my life, oh holy Lord, before your throne, here I am. I give you glory, I give you praise. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the living Word. I give you all of my heart. You are the living water, living bread, the light of the world, Lion of Judah. Here I am. Oh, I want to lift you high. Oh, so high. Be magnified, oh Lord. Resurrection and the life, be magnified, oh Holy God. I bow before your throne. Let me encounter you as I soak close to you. Let me know who you are in a whole new way. I lay down my life. You are here to receive my praise, my delight. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Drawing near to your Lord. Here I am, Lord. Thank you, Lord, giving you glory, honor. You deserve the praise. You deserve the praise. Oh, Holy God, oh, Holy One. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love your presence, God. Come on in, Holy Spirit. Come on in, Holy Spirit, come. Come. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with his glory.
The whole earth is filled.
exalted, and the train of your robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled. Yes, the whole earth is. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Holy, 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 holy. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy.
high. He is our King. Oh, lift His name high. Holy are You, cry, holy, 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 as the elders sing, holy, holy, we can join the chorus of their crying song, holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. He who dwells in the secret place of the High God shall abide. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under His shadow. Want to live under Your shadow? Shadow, wanna live under Your shadow. I will hide away You. Your love is my refuge. You're my deliverer. You're my shelter from the storm. You rescue me from harm. You're my deliverer. 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 He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall. Your shadow, want to live under your shadow. Under your shadow, want to live under your shadow. You're my deliverer. You're my shelter from the storm. You rescue me from harm. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer. Loving you, Lord. You're my deliverer. 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 Jehovah Mabaldi, you're my deliverer. Jehovah Mabaldi, Jehovah Mabaldi, you're my deliverer. Freedom, freedom. In loving you, oh deliverance, deliverance, in loving you, Lord, receive freedom, freedom,
freedom,
loving Jesus. Loving your Lord. Receive deliverance. Oh, deliverance. Love your Lord. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer. You're my deliverer, oh my deliverer, you're my deliverer. Jehovah Jireh, provide my needs. Jehovah Shalom,
Jehovah Shalom,
oh, be my peace.
Peace be still.
Jehovah Mapalti,
Jehovah
I need your deliverance in my life. Resurrection and the life, raise me to life. I need abundant life. I need eternal life. I need a healed life. I need a changed life. So I'm more like you, oh Lord. Yes, you're my deliverer. My deliverer. My deliverer. Jehovah, Jehovah, Abba Father,
Abba Father,
draw close to my heart as I draw close to you. Jehovah Nisi, be my banner. Loving you. Oh, oh, oh. There's deliverance, such deliverance, in loving you, Lord. I love you, Lord Jesus, my Lord. I love you. I love you. Abba Father, loving Father, your arms embrace me for freedom, deliverance. Now I can be whole by receiving more of you. You're my deliverer. Who else do I need? You're my freedom. Christ indeed. You're my deliverer, I need you every moment that I live. You're my deliverer, you've rescued me, my redeemer, you've rescued me. Oh, you rescued me from the storms, from the waves of the billowing sea. You're my deliverer, my rescuer. I believe You redeem everyone you touch if they'll just open up their hearts to you. You'll even redeem the time that I've lost in being foolish away from you. Here I am, standing here before you, worshiping and adoring you, only you, only you, only you. You're my deliverer, my freedom maker, my redeemer. Oh, you died to set me free with resurrection life for eternity. Here I am, oh Lord, worshiping you right where I stand. Enter in, come close. You can know the one who died for you. Come in, draw near to his heart. He wants to take you farther down the narrow road. Open up your heart, bend your knee, lift your hands. Bend your knee, raise your hands and worship. He's your deliverer always at the ready. Oh, soak in the presence of God for your freedom. It's not for another day, it's for right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. What God can do today, oh, right now. Till your being with light, he can fill all you are with his light. All of your darkness can go as you enter into his light. He's your deliverer, your rescuer, your Redeemer, God, coming back for you, coming real soon. He's coming back for you, he's coming real soon. But you're not far away. With his spirit inside, it's not gonna be such a shock if you are in tune with the spirit inside. Come close, draw in to the presence of the Holy Spirit inside, inside your temple. He's inside as close as anyone can be, closer than a brother. He's inside, speak to him, let him speak to you. He's your deliverer. Lay your burdens down, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, he cares for you. Cares for you. Cares for you. Cares for you. Cast all your burdens on Him, because He cares for you. Shelter from the storm, rescue me from harm, my deliverer. Someone could prepare to come up and read Isaiah 40. With Peter enthusiasm.
Greatness of God. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her guilt has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one calling out, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the uneven ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, the people are indeed grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Go up on a high mountain, Zion, messenger of good news. Raise your voice forcefully, Jerusalem, messenger of good news. Raise it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his compassion is with him, and his reward before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock, and in his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in the fold of his robe. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? And measured the heavens with a span, and calculated the dust of the earth with a measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him in the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded to him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to live in. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted. Scarcely have they been sown. Scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth. But he merely blows on them, and they wither. And the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Raise your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who brings out their multitude by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say Jacob and you assert Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary. He gives strength to the weary. He gives strength to the weary. And to the one who lacks, might he increase power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your
glory. Show us
are the Lord. High and lifted up in glory. You are the Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, faith, faith to faith. He's taking us from glory to glory, faith, faith to faith. He's taking us from glory to glory, faith to faith. He's taking us from glory to glory, faith to faith. You're taking us from glory to glory, grace to grace. You're taking us from glory to glory, grace to grace. You're taking us from glory to glory, grace to grace. You're taking us from glory to glory, grace to grace. Jesus, I love you. 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 He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. He's taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, oh, faith to faith. You're taking us from glory to glory, grace to grace. You're taking us from glory to glory, strength to strength. You're taking us from glory to glory, faith to faith. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you.
Show us your glory, O Lord. 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 Show your glory, show us your glory, show us your glory, show us your glory. You are the Lord, I am lifted up in glory. You are the Lord, I am lifted up in glory. You are the Lord, I am lifted up in glory. You are the Lord, you're high and lifted up. Show us your glory. Show your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your glory.
You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the living Word. I give myself to you alone, Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I Jesus, I love you.
Lord, show me your glory is from Exodus 33. And in verse 18, it speaks about the glory of God. But these 23 verses are really, really powerful. And what came to me, I had a little picture earlier this week, which is one of the reasons why we left the mission table up from the 24/7 prayer. And I'm just going to really encourage those who can identify one of the flags back there. There's 29 or 30 flags from the countries we've been to. Go get a flag. They're not labeled. You'd have to identify the country. I want to read the passage, and I'm inviting you to come up just as a stand for the glory of God, the knowledge of the glory of God, to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, that the Lord is going to release whatever he wants to as we call out, Lord, show us your glory. Let me just read this passage. You can grab a flag back there. Like I said, 29 or 30 of them. I'm not sure what it is. But you have to know the country or figure it out. And then you can pray it out. The Lord said to Moses, depart, go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought from the land of Egypt to the land which I swore to their father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying to your descendants, I will give it. I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up among you, for you are a people who I will not destroy on the way. When the people heard about these things, they mourned, and no man put on his garments. For the Lord has said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I should come among you for one moment, I would consume and destroy you. Now therefore, penitently, leave off your garments so that I may know what to do with you. And the Israelites left all of their garments from Mount Horeb onward, all of their ornaments, sorry. Now Moses used to take his own tent and pitch it outside the camp, for off the camp, outside of the camp, and he called into the tent of meeting for God with his own people. And everyone who sought the Lord went out to that place, that temporary tent of meeting, which were outside the camp. When Moses went out to the tent of meeting, all the people rose and stood, every man at his own tent door, and looked after Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the door of the tent, and the Lord would talk with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the tent door, and all the people rose up in worship, every man at his own tent door. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as the man speaks to his friend. Moses returned to the camp, but his minister Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the temporary prayer tent. Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring this people up, but you have not let me know whom you would send with me. Yet you said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly, that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people. And the Lord said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses said to the Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not carry us up from here. For by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? If not, you're going with us. If you don't go with us, so that we are not distinguished, I and your people, from all the other people upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have asked, for you have found favor, loving kindness, and mercy in my sight, and I know you personally and by name. Verse 18, and Moses said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, before you, for I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy and loving kindness on whom I show mercy and loving kindness. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand upon the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Father, as we declare and we decree, show us your glory, Lord, over the nations represented here, and there are many more. Father, we're just believing that tonight, as we have sung to you and will continue to worship you in spirit and truth, that these very nations will be touched by the penetrating power of your presence and your authority, Lord. So we thank you, Father, that your goodness knows no end, and your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and that we would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So at this moment, if you have a flag and you can identify that flag and you want to come and pray out as worship team backs us up right here, that would be great. There's still some flags left, so if anybody can go back and grab one. If you're not sure of the country, just look it up, Google it, and you'll figure it out. And let's just pray and bless these countries. And whatever the Lord puts on your heart, just bless these nations. For Lord, show us your glory. Internationally, show us your glory, Lord. Who's going to be the first one? Rich, just come one after the other, and we're just going to pass the mic.
Lord, we thank you for Poland. We bless Poland, Father, and all the people that we know and love there. And Lord, what you're doing in that nation, Father, we just thank you for the favor that you have on Poland and on the Polish people right now, and that the Spirit of God is being poured out in that country. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for this small country of Swaziland. Lord, as their motto says, we are a fortress, we are a mystery, we hide ourselves away, we are powerful ones. And their anthem is, oh God, bestow the blessings of the Swazi. Father, I thank you for this mighty little country in Africa. Father, I thank you that you are their shield, your shield round about them, Father. And you are their horn and their buckler. Lord, you watch over them. You have a destiny for Swaziland. Father, the gospel has gone out into Swaziland, and it will continue to go out. You are the one who brings darkness down and light in Jesus' name, and people will be saved, and the gospel will go out into all of Africa from this little country in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for Canada, and I thank you, Lord, that Canada will rise up and say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable, and that one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Lord, I thank you for Canada. Lord, I just pray a special touch, a special blessing, Lord. Lord, just rescue them, Lord, from harsh leadership. Lord, just give them grace in this time. Lord, I just thank you that we will see your mighty acts in Canada.
Father, we thank you for Ghana. We thank you for your glory overwhelming the Ghanaians. Father, we thank you for open heavens over Ghana. And Lord, we thank you for Pastor Sima, Mama Vera. Father, we bless the whole Kwakapone family. Father, and we thank you for expansion, kingdom expansion, Father, that is happening in the north. Father, and where Pastor Samuel is in the south as well. Father, we thank you. Let your kingdom come. Let your glory fall in a new way for Ghana.
Thank you, Lord, for the nation of Côte d'Ivoire. Nous bénissons Côte d'Ivoire en le nom de Jésus. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for our contacts there. We bless them in the name of Jesus. We thank you what you've done through our ministry in Côte d'Ivoire, and thank you for what you've yet to do. We thank you, Father, for just for the seeds of revival that have been sown in this nation, and we pray for peace, for the country of Côte d'Ivoire, for Ivory Coast, in Jesus' name. We speak peace over this nation. We speak prosperity, and we pray that the gospel would go forth in word and power in Jesus' name in this nation.
Mozambique. Father, we just thank you for the nation of Mozambique, Lord. Father, we thank you for the honor and the privilege it's been to go there and to share the gospel with the people. Father, we thank you that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover that precious land, Father, that you've called your own. As the waters cover the sea, Father, we declare and we decree at the end of this year, Father, for a mighty wave of salvation, for a mighty wave of deliverance, for a mighty wave of healing, Father, to spread throughout the land, Father, where there's been loss and distress, Father, and displacement, where there's been torture, where there's been terrorism, Father. We thank you, Lord. We raise a banner, Father, of righteousness and of justice over the land and of your mercy, Lord, Father, that heals. Lord, your mercy that forgives. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are drawing the prodigal sons into the family, Lord. You are drawing the lost sheep into your family in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the church in Mozambique, Father, that you're causing the light of your countenance to shine on them. Lord, as they go out with mustard seeds of faith, Lord, you're multiplying. You're multiplying in the country of Mozambique, Father, for your glory, Lord, to spread out through the surrounding countries, Father. So we thank you, Jesus, for your banner of love, for your banner of mercy, for your banner of forgiveness, Lord, and your banner of healing, Lord, over the land in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord God, I thank you for Ukraine. God, we ask for peace in Ukraine, Lord Jesus, that the war would cease in the name of Jesus, that you would bring peace, God, that your glory would cover the Ukraine as the waters cover the sea, God, just as you broke through for the Israelites, Lord, as they fled from Egypt, God, I pray that you would break through for the Ukraine and bring salvation, bring deliverance, bring peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And bring salvation, God, that each and every person there, each and every person that's had to flee the Ukraine, that they would bow their knee to you, Jesus, that they would recognize that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, that peace can only be found in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray that even the leaders would come to know you, Jesus, that they would bow their knees before you, Lord, that they would desire to come into alignment with you. And as the country turns to you, Lord, set them free. In Jesus' name, show yourself strong on their behalf. Thank you, Lord.
God, we just thank you for Germany and for the German people and for the place of economic distinction that it has in the entirety of the European Union, Father. It's that so much comes and goes through this country from manufacturing to other wealth that goes throughout the entirety of Western and Eastern Europe. So we just call in the German people. We call in the people that are my heritage, from my biological heritage and the heritage of the family that raised me. We just thank you, Father, for even though there's been a strange history sometimes with Germany, God, that they are, you know, up in a place of really a little bit of a prodigal journey, I suppose, is the way to think about it, that the people that are there are a new generation of people who want to worship you and have their hearts open to who you are and not let their past define them. And they're people that are willing to stand for what is right. We just declare that over them in Jesus' name.
We just pray for India. I don't know much about India, but you do, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, that you would pour your spirit out over India, Lord. I pray, Lord, that many lives would be saved, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over India, Lord, and I pray that you would come like a mighty wind. I pray peace and I pray salvation over this country. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. We lift up the nation of China. Father, we thank you for everything that you are doing in that place, all the testimonies that have already come out of the underground church, Lord. And we know that where there is heavy persecution, Father God, that's where the light shines the brightest. So, Father, the reports that we already know of the signs, of the wonders, Lord, of the fact that when people come to ask you into their hearts, they're well aware that they are putting their lives completely in your hand. And so, Father, it's genuine and it's true and it spreads like a wildfire. And so, Father, we just continue to breathe life into that, into the church rising up and responding to your call for that entire nation, Lord, for so many people, Lord. And as they walk in signs and wonders and miracles, as they have hearts that are completely given over to you and crying out, Father God, for the rest of their nation, Lord, we just pray for salvation to continue to break through. breakthrough, Lord, that you would touch the government officials, Father, that we've heard testimonies of even government officials being touched by your Spirit.
Right.
And Lord, people being willing to stand through persecution as a demonstration of your grace, of your mercy, Lord God. And people who are involved in the persecution are actually seeing that walked out and coming to know you as well. And so, Father, we just continue to speak life over the nation of China in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Israel. And Lord, just pray for Belgium as well. We had the privilege of being there in March. And Father, just thank you that you brought salvation and deliverance in Belgium,
right,
and just restoration and family, Father. And I just thank you that you do that across Belgium, across that nation, Lord, that there'd be a restoration of family, Lord, there'd be salvation, there'd be deliverance, Lord, where there's so many, so much apathy, Lord, in that nation, Father. I just pray that you would come and just light a fire. Lord, let those wells of revival come up as you just pour out your Spirit, Lord, with life and healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, for Belgium.
I just want to pray today for British, the Queen, and everything. Did you guys know that she was Queen for almost 70 years of her whole life? And I just want to pray for anybody who is next in so many years to come. Amen.
Person would be rich and would be able to buy a house and clothes for their kids and other families, and that they would be safe and in the love of God. Amen.
Switzerland, right? All right. We pray for the small but mighty nation of Switzerland, Lord. We lift them up, Lord, and even as they've been known as a neutral party in world wars, Lord, I pray they would not be neutral in the spirit, Lord, that they would be on fire for you, Lord God, that we call them out, Lord, they would be a sheep nation, Lord, that there would be those who would rise up in government, who would stand for righteousness, who would stand for you, Lord. And we just pray for all those Swiss bank accounts, Father God, that that money, Lord God, would be transferred into the kingdom, Lord God, be used for your glory, Father. Thank you, Lord. And just thank you for the melting pot that it is, Lord God, and for there's so many different nationalities represented there, Lord God. So we just pray, Father, that they would just be a picture of revival, Lord, in the nations, Father. Revive the churches, the Catholic churches, the Protestant churches, Lord. Bring revival, Father, in your church in Switzerland, Lord. Let them be a beacon of light, Father God, in the whole continent of Europe, Father, and we just bless the church there, Lord, that they would be strong to stand for righteousness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anyone else? Joseph, come on down.
I just pray for Brazil and that all the violence and especially the places that we visit specifically will just cease in your name, and that the people that we preach with and help will just be able to have prosperity with you. Amen.
Father, I thank you for the nation of Togo, and I thank you for the people of Togo. I thank you, Father, for their language and the tribe that gets to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I pray for a release of your wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding of who you are, Jesus, to make yourself known to this nation, that revival would come and spread on the land and spread throughout the continent of Africa. Thank you, Lord, for your name being exalted and lifted up and yourself being revealed to these lovely people.
Just thank you for Japan, Lord God. We thank you for the people there. We know that there's a small percentage of those who claim to know Christ, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that they would come to know you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are sending, Father God, agents out, Lord God, hallelujah,
yes,
to transform the hearts of your people, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you would call them, God, hallelujah, and that you would send people, Lord God, hallelujah, to destroy, Lord God, Buddhism, Hinduism, Father God, any other false God, hallelujah. We ask, Lord God, hallelujah, we know, hallelujah, they have to fall to their knees at the name of Jesus, Father,
yes,
God, to serve and worship you, Father.
That's
so
right.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for liberty, Father God, hallelujah, that they're going to find in you, for freedom, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for rescuing them out of the dark, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that they will know the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they will proclaim, hallelujah, who you are, Lord God, that they would know you, Lord God, and have salvation, Lord God. So I thank you, Father, that Psalms 102 says, the nations will tremble before the Lord. The kings of the earth will tremble before his glory. In Jesus' name.
Father, we just thank you so much for the country of Guatemala. Lord, we just thank you that you will just continue to invade that country with your revival fire. Lord, the ones who know you, that you will just come and touch them and fan the flame, Lord God, that they are not done. Lord, you are not quitting on them, but you are continuing to press into their heart, continuing to go after them. So we thank you, Jesus, for fanning the flame in Guatemala, Lord God, that people will be sent out to the world from Guatemala, Lord God, that no matter what they think of who they are as a nation, Lord God, whether they see themselves as less than, Lord, we know that you see them as greater than. We know that you see them as valued ones. So we speak the destiny, we speak value, we speak life into you, Guatemala. And we thank you, Jesus, that at your name that they will bow and that every tongue will confess that you are Lord, that there will be no more mixture, that only you, Jesus, only you is what's being put forth. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
That everyone would, God would bless the people that would be there, that God would bless everyone there, that they would have no trouble. In Jesus' name, please don't hurt them. Just save them from the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
That you would just bless them tonight and just in the coming years, and Jesus, that you just would overflow and your name would be made known through the whole country. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Your spirit over that nation, Father God, as we've had a chance to set foot in there and see the crazy, amazing things that you desire to do in the nation, Lord, as you, it's an incredible melting pot of people from nations all around the world. And so, Father, we just pray that you would pour out your spirit over that place. And Father, everywhere where the enemy has had the ability to run rampant in certain areas, Father, we pray the spirit of purity over those cities, Lord, that they would become beacons of light and truth for who you are. And so, Father, we speak life over those places and release your revival fire in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's a table that's set before us tonight, and Jesus is at the center. He put his blood and his body on the table, and I had a picture a couple months ago of all of us, or of myself, being in heaven, and John the Baptist and different Bible characters were sitting around a table, and it was so fun, like, just imagining what it's like going to be like to talk to John the Baptist and talk to David from the Bible. And how great it's going to be to, you know, as we're talking about these different countries, like, what's that going to be like in heaven as we're all, every tribe and every tongue, as we're gathered and we're talking about, you know, God loves different cultures and we're all gathered around the table. So tonight, let's gather around the table of the Lord and honor him, honor his body, honor his blood. And, along with saints from every tribe and every tongue. Psalm 1, the tree of life, I'm going to read this in the Passion Translation. It says, what delight comes to the one who follows God's ways? He won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. His passion is to remain true to the word of I am, meditating day and night on the true revelation of light. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. But how different are the wicked? They are like chaff blown away by the wind. The wicked will not endure the day of judgment, for God will not defend them. Neither do they succeed or endure for long, for they have no part with those who walk in truth. But how different it is for the righteous. The Lord embraces their paths as they move forward, while the way of the wicked one leads only to doom. Yesterday when I was reading this, it was Yom Kippur, and just someone had said, take that time to be with, you know, to be with the Lord, and he will bless you. So I just took yesterday to just be with the Lord, because the Lord's been speaking to me about simplifying my life and just getting into a place where I have more time with him. And so it's really special. Like, he was talking to me about the 12 fruits of this, like the 12 fruits, and just looking into that a little bit more took me to Revelation 22, where it's the fruit, the tree of life. It talks about it in heaven, but it's also something that we walk on this earth. Like, we walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace. In Revelation 22, I love just meditating on this scripture, because as we're thinking about that table prepared in heaven for us, like, it just gives us a picture of what heaven looks like. It says, Eden restored. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, flowing with water clear as crystal, continually pouring out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The river was flowing in the middle of the street of the city, and on either side of the river was the tree of life with its 12 kinds of ripe fruit according to each month of the year. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, and every curse will be broken and no longer exist, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there in the city. His loving servants will serve him. They will always see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And just that picture of abiding, and that the fruit of the Spirit, just that constant abiding, that constant connection. I've been asking God for that for my own life. Like, Lord, how can I abide in you? How can I be so connected with you that no matter what comes, that I won't be thrown off course? And one way, yesterday I just took some time, and I was listening to Julie Meyer and Katie Zeus, that had this amazing video on singing. Like, singing is the only activity that we do that engages your whole brain, and it's such a healing way of, like, bringing wholeness into your life. And she was talking about how she's for years, like, prayed and sang the Psalms over her, and just how that has brought so much life to her. And I'm like, I want to activate that in my life. And I was just sitting by my piano and just, you know, taking the Psalms and just singing them over myself. And then one of the activations was that, you know, you sing it back to yourself like God is saying it to you. And so I'm just encouraged to sing. So sing, people, sing. That's why the worship team is doing so great, because y'all sing all the time. So it's that perpetual breakthrough, right? So that's one way where I want to incorporate in my life, where I walk in the Spirit, I move in the Spirit, I think in the Spirit, that by singing, I mean, whatever way that God, you know, wants to reveal to you, what is that way that you, you know, if you feel that need to get closer to the Lord in your everyday life, to have that constant, you know, whether it's praying in the Spirit, you know, we can take that scripture where it says speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There's all kinds of scriptures about singing, and also speaking in tongues is a great way. And so I just want to as we're thinking about that table and thinking about on earth as it is in heaven, you know, here it's such richness that we have the Word of God, and that we have fellowship one with another, and that we can talk about the different countries and all be united and just to help each other, like to draw closer to the Lord and just a deeper connection. So as we partake and sit at this table that the Lord has prepared for us, and we just partake, it's His body, it's His blood, He's the victor. I want to be connected to the victor. I knew that I needed to make some changes in order for me to live a victorious life. And so God just showing me different tools of how to, so I encourage you to press into the Lord in that and let Him just speak authentically to each heart. What is it that you need for your faith to draw closer to the Lord? Is it reading the Bible more? Is it singing? Is it just waking up and just saying, Lord, I thank you today. I choose to thank you. I choose to praise you. So tonight, as we partake, I think the Lord's going to show every person what that is and just release His heart. It's personal. It's not a ritual. It's personal. So Lord, I thank you that you are the victorious one, and that you broke the curse, and that we can stand in victory against the enemy, that you have prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies, and we will eat in the presence of our enemies. We will partake of your body and your blood, and we have the victory through your cross, through your death, through your resurrection. Nothing else, not our own righteousness, but it's only through you. We choose, Lord, today to give ourselves, to surrender ourselves to that lifeblood, that life flow. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are beaten. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for the victory on the cross, the victory from the grave, that any grave clothes, Lord, that may have been on us, Lord, that you say, it is done, it is finished. And so tonight, for every person in here, Lord, I just ask that you would remove any grave clothes, Lord, and let them walk in the fruits of the Spirit. And if you're watching online and you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that. You will never be the same. Lord, I just thank you that we go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith, and we stand victorious, God, as we eat of your fruit, as we eat, we bear fruit, Lord. Thank you, God.
We have 10,000 reasons and more to bless the Lord. 10,000 upon 10,000 upon 10,000. When you're done taking communion, let's come to the platform and we're going to form a choir. And we're going to sing 10,000 reasons out to the live stream. So that means you come up on the platform. Come to the platform, join our choir. You're going to face that way. Join our choir. Whoop, 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 whoop. First, we'll read Psalm 103. Don't act like typical choirs. Nice and quiet.
Psalm 103. What really stuck out to me was verses 3 and 4 when Pastor Bill was singing over us earlier. It says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I'll start it from verse 1 and then I'll read that section again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame and he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
If you need the words, you can turn and look at them at time to time. It's okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, you will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and more forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, now worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years there forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name 10,000 times over 10,000. We give you glory, Lord. We honor you, Lord, for who you are in this place, in this house, and each temple represented here, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. Jesus, if we were to worship for 10,000 years, it wouldn't even come close to what you deserve. You are glorious, always victorious. We lift up your name high as we go out into the world tonight, Father. Each person in front of us, let us pay attention to their value to you and give ourselves fully to you to give your gospel to them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. See you Sunday, if not before. And on the pickleball court.